Alrighty, but hey everybody, hey, how you doing, man? How you doing, lady? My name is Tanner Davidson, and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid Podcast, and I'm here to talk about a Kurapira.
Welcome back, guys. Hey, it's me, Tanner, and welcome to Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Thank you for returning. It's your first time. I appreciate you taking time to returning or just new to this podcast. My name's Tanner. We talk about cryptids, talk about folklore, we talk about UFOs, we talk about ghosts and witches and all that stuff here on the show. And watch some movies sometime, and now we're going to Brazil and talking about the folklore and cryptids in Brazil. I've enjoyed last episode. We talked about the Saki, about little trickster dude who was fair, just a little unfair and stuff. Today we're talking about the Kurapira. Kurapira is a mythological creature from Brazilian folklore, also known for its mischievous and unpredictable behavior. The name Kurapira comes from the indigenous Tupi Guarani language and is derived from Kuro, meaning boy, and Pira, meaning like a fish. According to legend, the Kurapira is a small red-haired creature with backwards feet, which it uses to confuse and mislead hunters in the forest. The Kurapira is said to be a protector of the forest and its inhabitants, punishing those who harm the environment or animals. It is also known for its ability to create illusions and confuse people with its tricks. According to some versions of the legend, the Kurapira can also control the weather, and it causes storms and thunder. We're seeing similarities between the Kurapira and the Saki right now. Both tricksters, both controlling weather, both depicted as a boy. And both have a tendency to mislead hunters and get them lost and stuff. In Brazilian culture, the Kurapira is often depicted as a mischievous but benevolent creature, and sometimes associated with the trickster archetype found in many mythologies. The Kurapira has also been featured in literature, music, and art, and is a popular subject for children's stories and cartoons. Overall, the Kurapira is a fascinating and colorful figure in Brazilian folklore, representing the importance of conservation and respect for nature, a country with a rich and diverse ecosystem. And yeah, like I think like most of the species is like in Brazilian rainforest, okay, a good chunk of it if I'm not mistaken. Stories include of the Kurapira is the story of the lost hunter, the story of the stolen children, the story of the dancing shoes, the story of the thunderstorm, and we'll go over. I'll tell you each of these stories here in a minute.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The story of the lost hunter is a popular tale in Brazilian folklore that features the Kurapira as a central character.
Here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, there was a hunter who roamed the forest in search of game. One day, he became lost in the woods and could not find his way home. As he wandered aimlessly, he began to feel afraid and desperate. Suddenly, he heard a strange noise behind him. When he turned around, he saw a small red-haired creature with backwards feet. The creature was a Kurupira, and it had come to help the lost hunter. The Kurupira told the hunter to follow it and led him through the forest, showing him the way home. But once they parted ways, the Kurupira gave the hunter a warning. Do not harm any animals or plants in the forest, or you will suffer the consequences. The hunter thanked the Kurupira and went on his way. But as he walked, he saw a bird perched on a branch inside his shoe dad. As soon as he did, the Kurupira appeared again, angry and disappointed. "You have broken your promise," said the Kurupira. "You have harmed one of the creatures that I protect. Now you must face the consequences." With that, the Kurupira chased the hunter through the forest, making him run and run until he was exhausted. Finally, the hunter fell to the ground, humbled and repentant. "Understand now," he said, "I will never harm another creature again." The Kurupira was pleased with the hunter's repentance and forgave him. From that day on, the hunter respected the environment and lived in harmony with nature, never forgetting the lesson the Kurupira had taught him. He's a hunter. Respect. Oh, okay. Sorry. The Stolen Children is another promised story in Brazilian folklore that involves the Kurupira. Here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, there was a village near a dense forest. The people of the village would often venture into the forest to gather food and resources, but they did not always treat the environment with respect. They would cut down trees, hunt animals, and leave behind trash. One day, several children from the village wandered into the forest to play. As they played, they began to harm the plants and animals around them, tearing leaves off trees and chasing after birds and small animals. Suddenly, a small red-haired creature appeared for them. It was the Kurupira, and it was angry. The children, for their disregard of nature. The Kurupira decided to teach the children a lesson they would never forget. The Kurupira is very much like a nymph from Greek mythology. By the way, back on the track. The Kurupira led children deeper and deeper into the forest, and they came to a magical realm. There, children learned about the importance of respecting nature and the environment. They saw how the plants and animals were interconnected and how each creature played a vital role in the ecosystem. Children also learned about the consequences of harming the environment, how their actions could have lasting effects on the world around them. They saw damage that had been done to the forest by the people of their village, and they realized they had been part of the problem. After several days in the magical realm, the Kurupira returned to the children to their families in the village. The children were different now. They had a newfound respect for nature and the environment, and they shared what they had learned with their families and friends. From that day forward, the people of the village treated the forest with respect and lived in harmony with the environment. Harmony? Yeah, okay. The Kurupira continued to protect the forest and its inhabitants, punishing those who harmed the environment and rewarding those who showed respect and kindness to the plants and animals around them.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Another story about the Curupira is the story of dancing shoes. It goes as like this. Once upon a time, there was a young girl who loved to dance. Like my sister. My sister loves to dance. My sister Jenny is a great dancer. Jenny Jessica, she's a super awesome dancer. She would dance whenever and wherever she could, often neglecting her chores and responsibilities. One day, as she was walking through the forest, she saw a pair of enchanted shoes lying by the side of the path. She put them on and immediately began to dance uncontrollably. The girl danced and danced, unable to stop or take off the shoes. Her family and friends tried to help her, but nothing worked. Finally, they took her to the Curupira, hoping the creature could break the spell. When they arrived, the creeper looked at the girl's feet and understood what had happened. "These shoes are enchanted," said the creeper. "They'll make her dance until she learns to respect nature and the environment." The creeper took the girl into the forest and showed her the beauty of nature. She saw trees and plants, animals and birds, and she realized how important it was to protect them. She also saw the damage she had been doing by those sorry, I'm getting like a word tongue-tied here, bro. I'm sorry. My apologies. She also saw the damage that had been done by those who did not respect the environment, and she felt ashamed of her own behavior. For several days, the Curupira taught the girl about the importance of conservation and sustainability. She showed her how to care for the plants and animals around her and how to live in harmony with the environment. Finally, the girl learned her lesson and the Curupira removed the shoes. From that day forward, the girl lived in harmony with nature and environment and always showing respect and kindness to the plants and animals around her. She continued to dance. Now she danced with a new understanding and appreciation for the world around her. Okay, so we're seeing the theme, very green. This Curupira is very green creature about, cares very much about, a lot about the environment. Hope you like any stories of Curupira. The thunderstorm. It's another popular story in Brazilian folklore and features the Curupira. Here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, a group of hunters entered a forest with the intention of killing animals for sport. They killed birds, monkeys, and other creatures, showing no respect for the environment or the creatures that lived there. As they made their way deeper into the forest, they suddenly heard a loud rumbling in the distance. It was a thunderstorm, and it was headed straight for them. As the storm grew closer, the wind began to pick up, and hunters realized that they were in great danger. Suddenly, a small, red-haired creature appeared before them. It was the Curupira, and it was angry. the hunters for the discard of nature. You have killed my creatures and destroyed my home, said Kirapira. Now you will face the consequences. With that, Kirapira uses powers to create a powerful thunderstorm. Lightning flashed and thunderstorm boomed, and the hunters were faced to take cover. The storm was so violent that it destroyed their camp and scattered their belongings. As the hunters huddled together, scared and humbled by the power of the storm, they realized the error of their ways. They understood that their actions had consequences, and they needed to show respect for the environment and the creatures that lived there. When the storm finally passed, hunters left the forest, never to return. From that day forward, they lived in harmony with nature and the environment, always showing respect and kindness to the plants and animals around them. The Kirapira continued to protect the forest and its inhabitants, punishing those who harmed the environment and rewarding those who showed respect and kindness to the plants and animals around them. The Kirapira has been a popular subject for artists in Brazil and around the world, inspiring a wide range of artwork, including paintings, sculptures, illustrations, and more. For example, many artists have created beautiful paintings depicting the Kirapira in various poses and settings. These paintings often feature vibrant colors and intricate details and showcase the mischievous and playful nature of the Kirapira. Sculptures also have been inspired by Kirapira, creating detailed and lifelike sculptures of the creature. These sculptures often feature the distinct backward feet of the Kirapira, as well as their unique characteristics, such as long red hair and pointed ears. The Kirapira has also been featured in numerous illustrations, including children's books and comic books. These illustrations often depict the Kirapira in a whimsical and playful manner, appealing to the audience of all ages. In Brazil, the Kirapira has been a popular subject for street artists who create murals and other works of art featuring the creature. These works can be found in cities and towns across Brazil and showcase the country's rich cultural heritage. Overall, the Kirapira has a significant impact on art and culture in Brazil and beyond, inspiring artists of all kinds to create beautiful and imaginative works of art. Alright, everybody, that was the Kirapira, a red-haired boy with backwards feet who really wants to protect the environment and the rainforest of the Brazilian region. I hope you enjoyed the stories. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about that. And thank you for listening. Thank you. Appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a review and a rating on your favorite podcasting platform of your choice, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, hit me up on TikTok or Instagram, say what's up. If you're enjoying this, let me know. Full disclosure, I'm doing most of these Brazilian episodes like one go, so if I like my voice starts to crack in like later episodes, you know why, because I'm just talking. But enjoy your day, enjoy your week. I hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time on the Cozy Crypto Podcast. I'm Tanner, and thank you. Yeah.